Beloved radio friend, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we welcome you to the glad tidings of God's great gospel. For it is a sacred privilege and a responsibility for me to bring to you from God's Word the story of His great salvation. May our meditation today prove to be of eternal blessing to your soul. May we raise an interesting and a serious question. How many people in the world are saying, God is a liar? Now it is true in the Bible, as we read in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 18, that it is impossible for God to lie. Yet in the same holy word of God, we have it declared that there are many people who make him a liar, which perhaps might be a surprise to you. But let me read the words from the book itself, the precious word of God, words that are found in a verse in 1st Epistle of John, chapter 5, verse 10. Listen to the words carefully. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar. There they are, just a few words telling that there are some who definitely reject and refuse to believe the message of God, and so doing it, make him a liar. But what particular message is it from God that they reject and that they refuse to believe? It is something that he has said in a very, very, very special message, and an important one. For let me read on. Find out what the message is that they refuse to believe and call him a liar. For the Bible goes on to tell that message, the special news from God that he has sent to all mankind. Listen. This is why they make him a liar. Listen to his words now, and we quote. Because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Please know those words. The reason they make him a liar is because they believe not the message or the record that God gave of his Son. And God particularly states the special communication regarding the one whom he calls his Son. Now there are many things to learn in the Bible from God and about God. But there is one special message that so many seem to be absolutely refusing to believe. And it is what God has to say about his Son. I'm sure you must know to whom he is referring. None other than his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is called in that well-known verse of Scripture in John 3:16, God's only begotten Son. And in the Word of God, he has given a message about his Son. Those who make God a liar are those who refuse to believe it. And it may be perhaps some of my listeners to this broadcast have definitely refused to believe that message that God gave concerning his Son. Now, if you're one of them, you must be one of the liars. One of whom God writes hath made God a liar. But now let's be careful. Let's be very clear about this. God accuses such people of not having believed that record that he gave concerning his Son. God gave a recording of this message very plainly written for you and for me to hear, to read. And just as clearly as you may be listening to this recorded message today, God has recorded a message for you. Now let's ask the question, what is the message? The record that God has given for you to believe. What is it that you may be failing to believe about his Son, and by so doing, making God a liar? Now listen to God's explanation. We read in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 11 now. He tells us what the record, what the message is that has been written and sent from Him. And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. Let me repeat it. This is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. The very first thing He tells about it is the gift that He gives. And that gift is eternal life, my friend, which very frankly means instead of going to eternal death or hell and being separated from God, one can live with God forever. It is either eternal hell or eternal life at the end of the journey, my friend, for you and me. My beloved friend, but God, without any price being demanded on your part or mine, nor any merit, gives eternal life without money and without price. Do you believe it? That is what God says. He gives it. But also God tells us not only what the gift is, but He tells us where to find it, where to get it. Note, He gives it, but note exactly how you and I must obtain it and find it. It is all in His Son. The only person in all the universe through whom He gives eternal life. Do you believe that it is only through Christ, God's blessed Son alone, and His death upon Calvary's cross, you can find and obtain and receive eternal life? Now, if you refuse to believe it, take in what God says, you are saying by not believing. Let His words sink in. They make Him a liar. Now let us put it together again. The record says God gives eternal life and offers it to all. And the record declares this life is in His Son. No other place. No other person. Now here is another verse I'd like to use to help perhaps see the truth. I quote from Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. The wages, and that's something that is earned, I'm sure you know that. The wages of sin, what you and I deserve, what you and I have earned, the inevitable penalty, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Once again, God says, eternal life is my gift. I offer it to you, though I know you deserve it not. But I offer it to you only through my Son, who paid the penalty for your sins upon the cross, through Jesus Christ our Lord. My beloved friend, should you refuse, should you any longer, if you have been doing so, reject God's gift? Why should you go on refusing and by so doing implying that God is a liar? He's not a liar, even though too many say that He is. If not in words, they may do it by their deeds. I'm particularly refusing to believe His wonderful word of salvation. But listen further to God's confirmation of the offer in our chapter. 1 John chapter 5, let me read verse 12. The words will tell you that you have eternal life or you do not. Listen to them. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now may I be very emphatic to declare and know that the life He is referring to is eternal life, not the life you have in the body, but eternal life. He that hath the Son hath eternal life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now the question comes to this. Do you have his Son? Have you received him? We do not ask if you have joined the church. We ask nothing of that kind. You need Christ, and I need Christ. Your church and my church, wherever we may go, can never take us to heaven. No preacher nor priest can ever take you and me to heaven. One person alone is able to do it, and that is the Son of God. He that hath the Son hath life, but he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Let me quote the words of John chapter 1 and verse 12. To emphasize again, it is Christ the sinner needs. But to as many as received him, to as many as received him, not to as many as who joined the church, not to as many who went to the Sunday school class, not to as many who took the Lord's Supper, not to as many who were baptized, name what you will, but to as many as received him. To them gave he the right to be called the sons or the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. John chapter 1 and verse 12. We raise the question, is God a liar? Absolutely no. But we repeat the words of the Apostle Paul that he writes in Romans chapter 3 and verse 1. God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every other man a liar. Oh, my friend, there's no question of doubt. There's a bunch of liars in the human race, all right, and you and I may be one of them. If we are not now, we may have been. But I confess there are many of them left. But don't make God a liar if you're doing it by refusing his gift of eternal life. For as God wrote of John the Apostle, these things have I written that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye might believe on the name of the Son of God. Oh, my beloved friend, let God be true. Believe upon his Son, and say, no longer will I act to make him a liar. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, by thy Holy Spirit, convict and convert some precious souls to the Savior now. Amen.